2 years ago today, a gunman went on a shooting spree at three spas in the Atlanta area, killing eight people. Six were Asian women. Today, the city is remembering the victims. Robert Peterson is the son of one, Young A.U.
As we remember my mother today, I also want to remember that she should be standing with us here today. She should be here with me. You see, when a family member dies in a public mass shooting, our families lose the right to grieve in privacy.
For more, let's bring in Emily Wu Pearson, a reporter with member station WABE. Emily, hello.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
We just heard Robert Peterson talk about private and public. How are families, Asian American groups, and others marking this day in public?
Yeah, today in two different parts of the city, there have been memorials already. One was at the state capitol, which you heard Robert speaking at this morning. And then another remembrance was nearby where advocacy groups and community members came together. There's going to be a film screening tomorrow of a documentary about the shootings. And across Metro Atlanta, different pockets of Asian communities are having their own small ceremonies, mm-hmm. small gatherings to remember.
The shooter, Robert Long, is sentenced to life in prison in one county, Cherokee County. But in Fulton County, the case against Long is still pending. And the district attorney wants what's called a sentencing enhancement under the hate crimes law. Is it important to the DA to formalize the designation of a hate crime?
Yeah, District Attorney Fani Willis had originally said before she took her position that she wasn't going to seek the death penalty at all. But when this shooting happened, she said it was a crime that was so heinous because she views it as a hate crime that it's important for her to secure this enhancement so the death penalty can be pursued at the full extent.
Mm. Now, this Fulton County trial still, as I understand it, doesn't have a date set, and relatives of victims are concerned, confused. Here's Elliot Peterson, the son of victim Young A.U., and brother of Robert Peterson at a hearing last October.
Could you explain that in layman's terms of probably what's really going on? Because we come here, we meet just to hear a continuance and then a pushback date and a pushback date. So what does all this mean?
So I guess that's this question that I put to you based on your reporting, Emily. What is taking so long?
That's a great question, Scott. So advocates in Fulton County and also attorneys who are working with the families have said there are a couple of different factors. The first is just that death penalty cases take a really long time. There's a lot of motions that have to be approved, and there's a lot of different facts that have to be gathered that are concrete. The other thing that's going on right now in Fulton County, there's a pretty severe backlog of cases from COVID, from a previous district attorney. And also right now, the judge who is overseeing the case of the spa shooter is also overseeing a case involving Atlanta rapper Young Thug and organized crime. And there's a lot of different high profile cases happening all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And briefly, a tally of hate crimes against Asian Americans in this country has tripled in the most recent year measured. That's according to the FBI. In the Atlanta area, has it galvanized Asian American groups?
Yes, I definitely think you can say that. There's been a huge push to elect Asian American officials and also within those officials to advocate for strong gun safety legislation.
Emily Wu Pearson is reporter with member station WABE. Emily, thanks so much.
Thanks, Scott.